This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Was Christ. Praise be to God. Are you building upon the rock of Christ? Have you believed that God has sent him to pay the penalty of your sin? You know, I had a conversation with a dear friend, and you know, we were talking about some things in the Bible, and these things are so rudimentary that we miss it. You know, we were talking about trying to keep the law. We still are trying to keep the law. We're still trying to have one foot in the law and one foot in the grace. It won't work. You can't keep the law. Jesus Christ said, I came to fulfill the law. And what we need to build our hope on is the rock of Jesus Christ. Now, let's continue. Now, we understand who the rock is. I have so many more scriptures on the rock. But I think the two I gave you there, I mean, I got a list of them here. But if you don't get it from Deuteronomy 32:4 and 1 Corinthians 10:4, reach out to me and I'll let you find some more scriptures. But let's talk about the foolish. That was the wise. Verse 26, Matthew 7:26. It says, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, he shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. Now that sand represents the world. When you are building your house on the values of the world, or even your flesh, yourself, the Bible calls it sand. And I tell you, when the test comes, you will fail. You have no power to handle the trials that's going to come. I want you to see here, look at verse 27. It says, and the rain descended, and the floods, plural again, came, and the winds, plural, blew, and beat upon that house. And look what it did. And it fell. And great was the fall of it. I want you to be clear here. I mean, I want you to get this, because the Lord will bless you. If you see what's happening here, we have the wise and we have the foolish. The wise built upon the rock. The foolish built upon the sand. But look at the similarities that take place. Even though the wise man did right and the foolish didn't, the test happened to them all. The flood descended upon the foolish and the wise. The floods came on the foolish and the wise. And the wind blew on the foolish and the wise. So we as Christians got to stop thinking that nothing is going to happen to us. When it's very clear that Jesus here in His Sermon on the Mount is telling us that things are going to not only happen to the wise, that means those that are trusting in God, the rock, but it's also going to happen to the foolish. The question is will you stand? Praise be to God. And you know what? It won't be you standing. It'll be Christ in you because He's the rock. That's what's going to stand. Whatever you build your house upon, if the foundation is sure, you're going to stand. So I'm praying that your foundation is in Christ. So Christians, when things are happening to you, everybody that knows me know I'm going through some things right now, and I'm like, oh Lord, why is me? But the Lord, man, thank God for these messages. He led me here. He said, look, things are happening to the wise and the foolish.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.